hit the button and then realized I'm blurry.
No, you are blurry.
He's gone. I'm scared. Oh, he's back.
I was never Sasquatch.
Yeah, that combat wasn't that bad.
No.
I think you were just in a pissy mood last time.
I was. Your turn took 48 minutes. You timed it.
It's a good turn, though.
I'm just amazed that three out of the four swings from a blind man connected. That was just good rolls.
Yeah, I mean, when you lie about the numbers, anything's possible.
No, Frank.
This game's real easy when you just go, yeah, that's a fucking 19.
Yeah, Zoom's really...
I'm hitting this motherfucker tonight.
Zoom's really boosted my record on hits.
Yeah. It really has.
Weird. It's weird how that works.
What are y'all, 12th level?
I don't know, 13.
Jesus. Yeah, there's a reason that Baldur's Gate 3 said, you know, 12th level's enough.
That's a fun game.
Because they wanted room for expansion.
No.
And also, no, 5th ed breaks down pretty much after that level completely.
That's exactly what they said, is that the spell jump from 12th to 13th was impossible for us to
try to balance.
Figure out game wise. Your strike.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
Too much game-breaking shit once you get into these high levels.
Well, especially in a game that stresses that you can do anything with a game of D&D, you can't get those next round of spells that wouldn't really be able to break everything in a video game made the way it was.
Like, you really want to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, every time you run a game in Forgotten Realms, you destroy the world.
It's a hobby.
So I just want to take a moment. I went to a smaller grocery store and I got Deer Park water. It's fine. Whatever. But I went to go grab it. This is off the subject. I can't stop staring at it. It says it has a built-in safety seal, right? So after you remove the thin white cap here, that lets you know that it's been safetied in. And then after you open that up, you can twist this thing on the inside to make you know that nobody's tampered with it. But what it doesn't tell you to do is to make sure they didn't just take the whole top off. Which is real easy to do.
Well, that ring around there is supposed to be sealed to the top. So.
It is, but how many times have you checked to make sure that that's there when it's got this flip top on it?
I've hardly ever checked to make sure that my seal was sealed whenever I buy.
Hear that, people? If you get a hold of Frank's drinks, a real easy way to Cosbium is to
put this little top off. Cosbium.
I hope you got a lot of tranquilizers. I'm a big filler.
Yeah.
Cosbium and then flip his tunic up and you're ready to go.
I never buy the flip top drinks.
I don't like them.
I always end up spilling more on myself.
I will say I had to get the smart water ones before, and these are really hard to take off of the smart water ones. So Deer Park really cut a corner for me. And all the, you know, the druggies out there. That's how you sneak it in. Check your Deer Park waters. Make sure that that's still connected. Even though it's flip top.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Life lessons with Toker.
Yeah.
Be careful at Foodland. That's what we're saying.
Actually, it was the IGA, and
so I've not been in the Foodland.
When I got out of my seat, I saw you posted a picture, Terrence, about a weird thing in the parking lot. Three open condoms when I got out at IGA. I don't know what's hot about that parking lot, but somebody does.
That wasn't a parking lot. I was at a red light in Charleston. It was just on the ground.
What was it though?
It was a straw, like one of those bachelorette party straws where it's the top is formed into a dick and balls.
Yeah.
Oh, like this one.
All right. Let's see if I can stop sweating.
Oh. It's hard to get back in the swing of this, isn't it?
It is. And Noob's just bringing that high energy, and I just want to be able to match that level of how excited he is to be back after all this time.
Yeah. I love how he's the center square, has too.
Said
for you.
5 or 10 disgusting or weird things. He hasn't said anything.
That's because
he's going through an existential crisis right now.
Yeah. Did you make a PowerPoint presentation for what you did while you were gone?
I shit blood while I was gone.
Okay, so anyway, back why are we doing this?
Oh, is that what the campaign was called the whole time?
Yeah, I believe so. Chapter 4. What was it all for? Nothing.
Surprise, surprise. The title of the game.
Season 4, they really jumped the shark.
No. Season 4. No.
That being said, our Starfinder content is really fun.
Yeah. No, this has got some old diamonds in the rough. Like I said last episode, I rewatched the first like 13 episodes, and there's some good stuff in there. It's you look back on your older, for me, because I've edited a lot of this, is like, you know, at the first few episodes, like, man, I missed doing that cartoon filter. I really like that cartoon filter. And then like 5 episodes in, I was like, I'm really tired of looking at that cartoon filter. I really hung on to that for a while.
very stubbornly. You were very
see, I was like, this one will all be neon. Let's see what that looks like. It's bad. That's what it looks like.
Eye searing is what it looks like.
Hey, yeah. Look, fucking if Batman can get away with a neon episode for millions of dollars, I can do one for free. Right.
Well, what was that ape festival where they had to issue an apology because all the lasers burned the attendants' eyes?
fucking NFT thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh shit. Oh.
It's fine. No, it's okay to laugh at these guys. They deserve it.
I still don't know what happened. Did they lose their eyesight from laser
beam? They're at a concert that was using too bright a lights. Completely unregulated kind of shit, you know, like your typical libertarian. Just do whatever.
They basically got sunburns on their retinas.
Oh,
yeah. The good stuff.
Mm.
That doesn't sound pleasant at all.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Like looking at the sun through a mirror.
Yeah, I saw a video today that was like, this is what happens when God hates you and you spend $400 to go see a concert, and the cameraman is way back and just filming, like the stadium's full of people, but there's two seats where the light is just just dousing just these two people who can't see anything but like blue, red for like 10 minutes. They're just stuck. That's all they can see. It's just like, yeah. Because I wanted to go see it's like Tool and A Perfect Circle and Primus are like playing together in North Carolina. And I was like, I haven't gone to a fun show like that in a while. Oh, shitty seats are $250 each before taxes and fees.
Yeah, that's why you haven't come in a while.
Not gonna
watch everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if A Perfect Circle is worth quite that much.
I'd love to see them, but at this point,
It was Perfect Circle or it was Pussifer, I thought.
Pussifer.
It might have been Pussifer. I knew it was.
Yeah, I think it was Pussifer, Primus, and Tool.
Yeah.
A band whose name I just love saying, like Sylvester the Cat. Pussifer.
Pussifer.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any music that I would spend $250 for the shitty seats to go see.
Yeah, I mean, me and Josh went to Carolina Rebellion, and I think for the hotel, 3 days, VIP, it was like $400 each. But we had 3 days. We saw it was 2017, I think. We saw fucking 30 bands, and it was amazing.
3 days, yeah.
Yeah. Now it's 3 bands for about the same amount. It's crazy.
For just a few hours.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're in their 50s now, right?
Have to be, yeah.
Got to stock up on their retirement money.
Yeah, I mean, they're roughly my age.
Well, if you're in Boulder, Colorado for Red Rocks, they're doing the same show, but it's for Maynard's birthday. So that would probably be a really cool show to spend $1,000 to go see.
I'd love to see bands so drunk they can't play.
Go to a punk show.
Yeah, there's bars in town where that happens on a pretty regular basis, right?
Yeah, Dog Bite. It's Charlie's punk band.
Kevin keeps up.
Yeah, Kevin's, look at that.
No, it's...
Look at Kevin. Look at him. He's part of the in crowd.
Yeah.
He's got his finger on the pulse of the guys who are too drunk to play community.
It's his own pulse to make sure he didn't need to take his medication before before going to that show. Well, speaking of Kevin, you rolled very well on a survival check and found footprints of the rat folks. Of fellow rat folks that might be living here in the area, and you've decided to convince the party to take a bit of an off-beaten path to go investigate these tracks.
Yeah, bring it.
Sorry to get a
diplomacy check on that.
Yeah. Roll. Yeah, how do you convince us? What do you say to convince us?
What did I say? I said, hey, look. Tracks. Let's follow them.
If I remember correctly, Breaks, you're the one that was just like, maybe there's people to save. We should go that way. You didn't need any convincing.
No, none. Are you telling me this is a potential non-combat encounter?
Let's is there go. An adventure hook to the left? Okay.
They might have side quests.
Man, all you gotta do is bait a hook and I'm gonna bite it.
If I got to do a side quest in this hellscape, fuck it. I'll just do without the XP.
When you get to the village, there's an old rat folk lady, and she needs you to go into the basement and kill a bunch of human babies in her
stuff. A mission that makes sense.
Hand me the club.
Dire babies.
Dire babies.
Those are just people.
Oh, no.
God.
I'm here to kill babies, not full-grown adults.
Those are just bald guys.
Break out the Lucerne.
I'm just calling people dire babies from now on.
you know what? It tracks.
Look at all these dire babies.
Like, it might work for me, calling me a dire baby, but I don't think they can have a full head of hair and be a dire baby.
So in a bald man conference.
Jean-Luc Picard, the oldest dire baby.
It is, The PC term is no longer bald man. It is now dire baby.
Not to be confused with the more ubiquitous dire toddler, which is even worse.
That's a drunk, just somebody wasted drunk. Can't walk straight. They piss themselves.
Do you drink at bars that start with mick? Mick? Mick or O? Grannies. Yeah, you're probably a dire toddler.
Boozy is my favorite place to drink.
Oh, nickel shot night.
Oh god.
So the party treks in the way that Dr. Pox indicates. At this point in time, it's getting a little later in the day. This island's already kind of constantly under like a heavy fog darkness, but it's starting to get really dark. But off in the distance, across a muddy field, you can see the small shape of a wagon leaving this area with little mud hillocks. And as you peer closer, give me perception checks.
Twenty-four.
Fail, I'm sure.
29.
21.
14.
Right. Oh, no, 31. Sorry. Math.
Mm.
31.
Everybody except for Dorian, who rubs mud in his pupils for some reason because he just said failed.
I got 14.
Oh, 14. He just rubs mud in his face. The rest of y'all can start to make out small humanoid shapes, furry humanoid shapes. Dr. Pox, you immediately recognize them as rat folk.
Ewoks!
Small village of rat folks. A wagon leaving with so many in the back of it that, like, the wheels are kind of digging in, but there's these undead lumbering ogres who are pulling a wagon out, and there's another wagon coming in, so it's like a transfer of rat folk. But in the actual muddy hillock village, you can see small, dimly lit smoldering fires with groups of them huddled around it, some sitting on top of the hill, some coming in and out of a little mud holes and hovels. Even from this distance, you can taste the depression.
I keep marching through the woods, apparently having missed seeing an entire town.
Yeah. Town is a stretch.
Yeah, I imagine it's about, 15 or 20 huts at most?
Yeah, it's just these mud hills. Like, it looks like they've got holes dug into that they live out of.
Rat holes.
None of them seem to have noticed you yet.
Wait, so the wagons are being pulled by undead ogres?
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. Cast fireball.
Yeah, fire. No, I think we should
see these. Don't think. Yeah, well, I'm going to approach. I don't see any reason to necessarily hide from my own people.
When I let my cursor over them, do they turn red or they stay like green or like a blue color?
Yeah, I look up at the mini map. What?
Okay. Are there health bars over their head or not?
Yeah. They're red. No. Dr. Potts, you decide to just go ahead and walk out there. Okay. As you step out into the field, give me another perception.
What's with the rat?
I will point out the other
rats. 24.
What's with the rats?
We don't know yet.
You go to walk out into this field. You kind of sink in a little bit. You hear Dorian maybe behind going, what's with the rat? And Vladros go to answer. And then you feel something latch to your leg. As you look down, the mud begins to move, and an undead zombie-like corpse of a face comes out of the mud and attempts to bite you. Give me a reflex save.
Okay,
have a good that's not cool. I was coming in peace. So much for trusting my own people.
Maybe you should wrangle.
Great. I rolled a 6, but my reflex is 13, so 19.
Take 14 damage. Give me a fortitude save.
Oh, no. Oh, the rat is dead. Everyone, backtrack.
Let's get another one. There's a bunch here.
There's on it. 35. I rolled a 17 and I have plus 12. So 29.
29. Okay. So, yeah. But it's got a hold of your leg and it bites into your leg. A little bit of blood splurts out.
Form still up or have we lost that by now?
It was 13 rounds. We went 3 rounds of combat. So
okay. I wasn't sure if it was ours.
Easy answer would just be no.
Yeah.
But yeah, as that happens and you look down in pain, you see, and the rest of y'all see other little spots of like movement as like undead kind of lurch up and then sink back down in, or lurch up and then sink back down in, kind of like they're stuck in this bog. But everybody else gets around, and then we'll see if Dr. Potts can get out of it's grappled you.
Right. How far away is Dr. Pox?
Just a few feet from the line of swamp y'all were in into the field.
Can I whip and yank him?
Or you can. Try? Yeah.
I guess it'd be like a grappling hook check or a
CMB versus his CMD.
All right.
My CMD.
Would it be his or would it be the zombies?
The zombies are trap. It doesn't have a CMD.
Fair. Zombie trap.
I'm 22. Rolled a 19.
So you got a hold of him. Now throw me a strength
check. I'll grab on to the whip when he goes to yank, if that gives him a plus two versus the trap.
I do remember something that Dr. Box did give me, and that was a potion of bull strength.
We don't have time to drink that and grab him.
All right, well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. All right.
Can I help him?
Time for that.
Can I help him pull?
Just give me give me a strength check. Let's see where we go from there.
19. I rolled a 16.
Okay. So, yeah, you're able to yank Dr. Pox away and pull him back in.
Oh,
wow. Sonder, give me a perception or a percentile roll.
Drag him through the field and more zombies bite at him.
60? Oh, sorry, 97.
Oh, okay. So after you, Dr. Pox gets pulled out, you rolled the highest perception earlier, I think, with like 31. Somebody else will roll a 31?
I rolled a 31.
I think it was new, but he was busy grabbing Dr. Pox, so give that to Sonder. When Dr. Pox gets pulled out, you look, you can see some of those shapes, the rat folk shapes, have moved in your direction. They're still maybe 200 feet away over this bog field, but they seem to be doing that like attentive, like, look. And then you catch them looking towards the undead ogre that's coming into their little area with the new rat folk. And a couple of them are going, shh.
Cast on a spell. I cast Firebolt.
Change your alignment to evil. Everybody roll initiative against noob.
Is there
change it to evil?
Is there a path that the ogres are taking?
Oh, I have a path. My wings, or my cape, billows out behind me, Castlevania style, and I raise up into the air and begin hovering over the threatened area.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Okay.
As I tell everybody, get down.
Yeah, I know. After I get untangled from Noob's whip, I drop prone.
Hey, rats! We need to talk to you.
Okay.
Are you really?
He's what? Drunk, so yes.
This guy.
Damn it, Dorian!
So the rats are
or
Dorian's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, hitherto. I forgot. It's
hitherto.
It's
only hitherto,
Dorian. So as the rats are doing this, and Sonder goes, everybody get down. Mon is pulling Dr. Pox from the bog. Not Dorian, hitherto, rises up like Vampire Hunter D with the fluttery cloak. Right? Was that the description you used?
Yeah, just billowing out behind me. You know, like,
and yells, hey, rats, we need to talk to you. And they scatter back into the hovels. But the ogre that was pulling the people in drops its wagon and turns stupidly towards y'all and then screams a bellow and begins trudging its way towards you.
Come on.
God damn it. Roll initiative.
Into the pits. Into the trap pits. Follow me.
He did that to grab cast invisibility on myself.
If your initiative was high enough, you can have
22.
I did the same time when he flew up in the sky and she said to get down.
I'll ask for it.
My initiative's not high enough.
Dr. Pox. 22.
22.
Ladros.
20.
Amon.
12.
Hitherto.
14.
Sonder.
Last. 11.
Nim.
8.
Oh, not last.
And invisible.
And invisible.
Yeah, because you didn't interact. You didn't have any interactions when they were doing their thing, right?
What do you mean?
Like Amon went to pull Dr. Pox out of the thing.
On the side, so whenever that's what I figured. Whenever she yelled to get down, and then I looked up, and the two shot to the sky, and I'm out. Well, not out. Just ignore me.
There's an ogre.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what are we doing?
It's been a while since we had an ogre fight. Was it just the one ogre pulling a cart?
Yeah.
Cool.
Gives me some stats to look at. Oh. Bad guy ogre goes on a 22, tied with Dr. Pox. What's your initiative modifier?
Plus 3.
So the ogre will go first.
Good.
The ogre trumbles through the bog. He seems to be unimpeded through this area.
Oh, well.
He also seems to be undead and not triggering the zombie traps. But it takes him his whole round to double move, and he is still 50 feet away from you. Dr. Pox.
I will drink a potion of flight and then fly up 20 feet in the air and throw a single bomb.
You can drink a potion of swift.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I apologize on the bomb. I drank a potion of flight.
Okay.
Not as a swift. You're right.
So you
drink too excited.
You drink your potion and you fly just straight up, or?
Yeah, 20 feet straight up.
All right. Vladros.
I have no options. So move action, pull my composite longbow. Knock an arrow, fire.
Okay.
So that will be a roll of the dice. Oh, natural 19, which I don't believe is the crit range for that. So that's a 38 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
For 6 damage. I look down at it like, oh, that's why I don't like this thing. I need a better bow.
Why does he have that?
It's a shoulder-mounted ballista.
Your arrow seems to give me a perception.
Oh, 32.
Your arrow does not seem to affect the creature. 14.
My arrow does nothing.
Hitherto.
Ah, well, okay. I will make a blast attack at it.
Okay.
He's within range. I forgot to actually roll the attack. Let's see, 15, 29, touch.
Oh, yeah, touch, that'll definitely hit.
Okay. Well, that's paltry. 18 damage. 18 damage on 76, that's paltry, man.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Untyped.
Sorry.
And I go up another 10 feet or so, 20 feet in the air. I'll hover there.
Okay. I'm on.
Shit.
Already? How far away is he? Kind of at this point? 50 feet. What's his movement speed? Watching him move.
Give me a wisdom or intelligence check.
I'll try a wisdom. 23 total.
Yeah, it seemed like he spent his whole turn moving, so he's anywhere between 20 and 40 feet.
20 and 40 feet. All right.
As far as speed goes.
I don't know what I can do here. I'm going to prepare a spell for when he gets closer.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to move back behind Vladros, like 5 feet behind him.
Okay.
And then make a prepare that spell.
And okay. Shove him forward very hard.
Sonder. Can't hear you.
Sonder is going to swift action, activate her wings of flame, and shoot up 20 feet.
Okay.
And unless this thing has SR.
No.
Cool.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Nobody's done a knowledge check on it or anything, so.
Does a, what's my range touch? Why do I always lose that?
Ooh.
Does a 26 hit him?
His regular AC?
Range touch.
Touch. Touch, yes.
Touch. Lovely. 39 damage from searing light.
Okay. Nim.
Let's see.
He's 50 feet away from y'all.
50 feet away. How close is Vladros to me?
Pretty close.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. Let's see. We're level 13, right? So that would be two. It's two levels, so that would be 55. So good. So I'm going to cast telekinetic charge on Vladros and move him base to base with the creature.
Does that teleport him?
It's a telekinetic charge. It doesn't teleport. Basically, I just pick him up, use magic, and then move him where I want to on the battlefield, and then he gets a free attack.
Okay. Two.
Won't that put him in the middle of the traps?
I
can move him up over that. I can fly him up over in the air a little bit above him.
But he lands in the bog afterwards.
Base to base with the creature, yep.
Yeah.
I'm willing.
Just letting you know that he will be in the middle of the bog at the end of the spell.
But if he's willing, he's going.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing. And I get an attack at the end of that?
If your ally lands adjacent to an opponent, he can spend an immediate action to make a melee attack against that opponent with a +2 bonus in the attack roll.
Does the bog stop me at all before I reach him?
No, you'll land in the bog after the fact.
Yeah, I can basically pick you up and move you over the top of the bog, and then you land in it. And I'll set you down in it, and then I can, Something happens, I can pull you back out the same way.
As you're about to fling me, though, I drop the Masterwork Composite Longbow right there. So I don't drop it in the bog.
Okay.
You want me to go ahead and do that attack, Toker?
Yeah.
All right.
Or wait, no, you're holding your bow.
I'm right? Dropping it here as he's charging, as he picks me up, I drop the bow.
It's not your turn. You get an immediate action if he does it.
Oh, that's right.
You're not holding a sword. Okay. You're holding a belt.
Not gonna do that then.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't get a free turn, so I can't do my free actions or anything.
The creature's large.
Yeah.
Hey, I would say, Matt, if you look over at me, you can see the spell I prepared is Bone Shaker. To move him closer.
Well, I mean, you want me to move, but if I move, you have to move you adjacent to the creature.
No, what I'm saying is I'm going to move the creature towards us once he starts his turn, essentially with my plan with Bone Shaker. Because I'll make him move a full movement, and everybody past me gets an attack of opportunity. That's why I move behind Vladro, so it moves past me.
Okay, well.
That was my plan.
Well, I'll just wait then until he gets closer, I guess. That's the only other thing I have to do would be to drop him in a pit, which I was going to do, but that's going to mess up what you're going to do. So. All right, that's my go.
All right, and as the bad guys go, he moves 30 feet closer.
All right, cool. And then I'll move him basically base to base with me. So everybody passes through, takes an attack of opportunity. Does he have SR?
No. He's not passing through anybody's squares.
Bone Shaker goes off, that was the spell's preparing. It says even if I'd move him up to base with me and basically Vladros.
Well, he's got reach, so he'll be base to base with Vladros and you, right?
Well, I remember I moved back for that reason.
Okay.
So I was gonna move him
back behind Vladros.
So he moves closer to me, and then when he passes by Vladros, Vladros gets attacked.
He wouldn't move. He would move into Vladros' threatened square, but not through it, is what I'm saying.
No. Well, I'll do that anyway, because it's prepared.
I also would not give an attack of opportunity, because I'm holding a bow.
Yeah.
Anybody else got a weapon out if he passes by you? Sonderpox, anyone? I'll still get an attack of opportunity.
They all went 20 feet up in the air. Sonder and Potts went 20 feet up in the air. So was Dorian.
Either way, I'll move him towards us.
Okay.
I'll get an attack of opportunity. And then...
You don't get an attack of opportunity, right?
I have 20 feet of range.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're sure.
Oh, I miss.
Then it's going to full attack.
Alright.
Does that take his movement to do it?
No.
No, okay.
Bone Shaker not doing any damage to
it? No, it moved. He already moved, though.
Yeah.
He moved 30 feet.
I know.
I moved.
I moved as an immediate action with this guy. He's going to get to move again and then standard attack, but then Noob moved him closer.
But
he has an ability to move 30 feet as an immediate action. So he still had another move and a standard left. But now he doesn't have to spin his move, so he's going to full attack.
He's really only got two targets.
He can single attack.
No, he can full attack because he moves as an immediate action. The only reason he's up on us is because Noob pulled him to us.
Yeah.
Marshals.
Thanks, Noob.
Well, the only people he can attack are me and Noob, so.
Yeah, and you shot at him and did no damage. Everybody else is in the sky, so he can't reach. So, yeah, these as he gets close, he's an ogre, this nasty flesh creature. But his hands come out like long swords attached to his fingers, and he's going to claw it. His first claw is going to be at Vladros.
Okay.
33.
Yep.
16 damage.
Ooh. 16 damage.
Second attack will be at a Mun. 30. Your AC still 40?
No.
So that's...
That spell's worn off by now.
34.
That's it. What are we standing on the where we're at? It's not stone, is it?
It's mud, but it's not to the point where it's difficult terrain. You're still in a swamp.
No, I was gonna see if I can cast stone shield, but I ain't on any ground.
For max damage of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And then last attack will go back at Pladros. 30.
Yep.
What's your AC, Vladros?
24.
Oh, never mind. I cannot help you then.
17 more damage.
17 damage.
And then it's going to attempt to cast defensively.
Ooh, casting ogre.
It does not. It loses a couple of spells.
A couple of spells?
Yeah.
What all did it do?
It immediate actioned, it full attacked, and then it swift actioned.
I don't think you can do a swift and immediate in the same turn, can you?
I don't think so either.
You can. You can't do a reaction and then a swift.
Right, if you use your swift action, you don't get an attack of opportunity or a reaction.
Dr. Pox.
Light him up.
I'm gonna drop three bombs. Or, excuse me, two bombs on the sky. And... does a 26
yep.
Alright.
Don't roll a one. It's a giant ogre. Its touch AC is 10.
Ooh. 34 points of damage from the first bomb.
Okay.
And he is on fire. Second bomb is not a one.
I mean, I'm assuming your to hit is more than nine.
Yes. Yeah. Plus 10.
Almost.
I knew it was close. Look at that math face.
Yeah. You can tell he's doing math.
20,
he's mouthing the numbers.
23 points of damage. Yeah. It's on fire, as I said, with these bombs, and it's just 1d6 on his turn. He can either take a full run,
I remember.
Put out the flame.
Vladros,
fly into a rage from the amount of damage I've been taking. Free action, pull my sword, and he is base to base with me. Yes,
I'm a free action to drop, swift to draw.
Yeah. I forgot I was holding the damn bow. Never using the bow again.
Hmm.
All right.
Throw stuff.
With raging and all that, you still get a full attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because rage doesn't have an action component to it. It just says fly into a rage.
I thought it was a swift, but that's fine. It's a fine.
If it is, I can just take one attack. Your call.
I mean, I've been playing a lot of different whatevers lately.
Unchained Barbarian, question mark?
No, this is standard Barbarian. I don't want to cheat, so I'll... Yeah, move action to stow my bow. Swift action, rage, free action, pull, swing. Natural one.
Oof. Oh. You're no longer raging, and you're negative two levels. No.
Okay, harsh.
Yeah, it's a bit extreme when I was trying to, play to the spirit of the law.
Percentiles? It's been a while. Percentiles? Oh, yeah. See how bad it is. Oh, yeah, you could roll it. Tell me how bad your fumble is.
17.
Okay, so just a miss. Just a miss.
Yes, and that's my turn.
That'll be your turn.
Fair enough.
Hitherto.
I try another blast at the creature. I get a 32 to hit with a disappointing 21 damage. 3 ones on that die roll.
Points do you have total? Okay.
I waited an awful long time for that 30 seconds of gameplay.
Tell me you're
the one playing a warlock.
Sorry.
No, I remember it being the same way when I played one. I blast it. Do I hit? Here's the damage. Next. Plus, you initiated this combat. It could have been roleplay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't prepared for this.
So I was trying to roleplay.
Come on.
I'm just going to swift action to activate the bonus to my weapon, making it a +5, and then full round attack.
How was I supposed to know they were going to scurry like rats?
I don't know. They were like, shh, be quiet, get down.
Yeah. 9. So, first attack. They're dire babies.
34 to hit?
Yep.
That'll hit.
Second attack is 25.
Miss.
All right, so one hit.
Yeah, got to remember, too, that Terrence is role-playing as an arrogant idiot.
See, is that role-play?
Hey.
16
damage.
16?
Yep.
That's my turn.
Not idiot. I'm sorry. An arrogant creature out of space.
Sure. Now I'm going to role play as Ryan Brown.
Oh. Oh. Sonder.
Sonder is going to get within 15 feet of the creature from above and fire breath. So reflex save.
Okay.
DC 22.
You understand how good my reflex is here. Oh. 21.
Aha.
Did you roll a really good roll?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a big lumbery bastard. His reflex is awful. Can it be a fort save?
32
undead.
Fire damage.
Expert is already on fire.
Yeah, more fire. Just pour fire on it.
Pieces. Pieces of this undead ogre start to drip and fall off, but it's still standing somehow. Nim.
Good lord!
Only I had rolled more damage.
Only I didn't roll one.
That's the first time that I've had my 13 d4 together for that fire breath, and I actually get to do it.
Usually you rolled 13 d4s?
Yeah.
No.
Usually when I gather them together, it's like, oh, somebody kills him right before. Yeah.
So, Mahani, if you like rolling a lot of dice, can I interest you in a very expensive hobby of Warhammer 40K?
No, thank you. You guys are more than welcome to play in the nerd room while I play video games.
Come on, it comes with all these fun schematics for building this thing. You spent way too much money. Oh, those are space marines. Tyranids. It comes with schematics. Not only do we have to pay obscene amounts of money for this, you gotta build it and paint it too, you fucks.
That's my problem.
All right, if give me a
painted, I'd still be in.
I gotta do a ranged touch.
Oh no,
I think that's what this is for. Yeah, ranged touch.
Not summoning something.
Hey, I got a nat 20.
What?
Hell yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just shooting acid splash at him.
Oh, is it acid?
Yeah. Is he immune to it?
No. I wish he had a lot of immunities, because y'all didn't roll the first knowledge check. Sure. Matt, I'm hoping that your natural 20 will do more than 4 damage. So describe your kill.
Acid splash is 1d3.
Is it really?
Doubled.
So that 20.
Roll percentiles.
Percentiles or anything?
Roll percentile.
Did you really splash this?
That's a nat 20. That's all I got. I mean, so I don't want to use any other spells if he's looking ragged and I don't want to summon something. Just prolong this thing.
You're going to roll 2 ones.
Don't be a dick.
What are your percentiles?
Oh, I didn't think we had to roll percentiles if we rolled a nat 20.
Yeah, it's to determine how good it is.
It'll at least be double damage.
So I got 25.
Double damage.
All right. So first dice, I rolled a 1.
All right.
So that's 1. Second dice, I rolled a 3, which is a 2. So 3 damage.
Well, lucky for you, I can't do quick math. He had 3 hit points left, not 4.
Yeah. He's dead.
Okay. He just dissolves into a bubbling heap and becomes back part of the bog. Just kind of oozes and spreads out, and it's all over Noob's shoes and Ladros's tunic.
Ladros doesn't wear a tunic. Frakes wears a tunic.
Oh, he does. Yes, he does.
With the combat ended, you can see that the rat folks have all hidden back in their hovels. You're still holding them, Matt. Roll percentiles.
Hey, I got a what's a 90 and a 0? That's just a 90, right?
Yeah. Luckily, the other undead ogre who was pulling the cart away was too far away to hear the sounds of combat. You can see far off in the distance, it's still wheeling its thing towards the tower that you can now see in the background. The bog of undead zombie trap still lays before you, and we're out of time again.
Oh,
all right.
All right. I'll save that question for next time.
Y'all want treasure off this thing before we quit?
Oh, yes. He's got treasure.
He's dissolved it all into the bog.
He does. I appreciate your description, but I'll give you treasure. He has
bags of cash.
Right. It was just his face. You just dissolved his face into the bog. It was a big face.
You say bags of cash. He does indeed have a satchel full of rare gems and jewelry.
Ooh.
Worth about 5,000 gold.
Rare gems and jewelry to a zombie. That's ridiculous.
It also has an amulet. Natural armor plus 1.
Ooh.
A belt of mighty constitution plus 2.
Worthless.
A cloak of resistance plus 1. For some reason, a headband of alluring charisma plus 2.
Oh, that's for the HP bonus.
A ring of protection, plus 1.
Ooh.
And boots of speed.
Ooh. That gives you haste, doesn't it?
Boots of speed, you say? I don't.
As a free action, the wearer of boots of speed can click her heels together, letting her act as though affected by a haste spell for up to 10 rounds each day.
Nice.
They do not need to be consecutive rounds.
That is good.
Yeah, those are good boots. Good.
Does anybody want that amulet of natural armor or that ring of protection?
Nope.
With this gear, you could deduce that this creature wasn't just a mindless undead troll sludging through work, but a higher up, not troll, but maybe a higher up undead ogre, in service to whatever the creature is at the top of this tower you were going to face to try and destroy the home and the power source of Ratatama. Maybe the rat folks in this village ahead will have answers for you. We could have found that out this week, but hitherto decided to yell across a field.
Hey!
Yeah, so that's it.
Wild card.
I can't help that I'm brave. I can't help that I bravely initiated talks.
Anybody want those boots of speed?